vehicles, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
White House lawyer Ty Cobb saying while President Trump is ready to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller, the president will be guided by his lawyers in any such meeting. Trump telling reporters last night he would speak with Mueller under oath. In fact, he told them,
there's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it.
And he said he expects the interview to occur in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Cobb telling the New York Times Trump was speaking hurriedly and only meant he is willing to meet with the special counsel, not that he will speak in front of a grand jury. Weekly first-time jobless filing figures are out from the Labor Department, and they show the number of Americans filing for those benefits rose by less than expected last week. Initial claims for the benefits up by 17,000 to a seasonally adjusted 233,000. Most economists, though, were predicting claims would rise to 240,000. Remember, we're online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Another familiar name joining the growing list of companies giving its workers bonuses thanks to the new tax law. In what the home improvement chain Home Depot calls an investment in its workers, the company says it will give them up to a $1,000 bonus. Actual amounts will depend on the individual worker's length of employment. A spokeswoman says she believes the new tax legislation is going to be beneficial for the 2018 fiscal year for the company, but she can't say exactly how it will impact its bottom line just yet. Some experts saying a powerful earthquake in Alaska this week affected the waters in a state over 5,000 miles away. Scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey say there is a connection that can be illustrated by the fact that when that magnitude 7.9 quake struck off Kodiak, Alaska Tuesday morning, the water levels in a well in Madison in North Florida rose by 2 inches, and the level at a well in Fort Lauderdale dropped by 1.5 inches. The USGS says it was directly related to the quake, the levels returning to normal about an hour later. And some nuclear scientists moved the doomsday clock 30 seconds closer to midnight. It's now set at 2 minutes to midnight. The symbolic clock estimates how close humans may be to nuclear annihilation. The nonprofit Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, which updates it every year, says this is the closest it's been to midnight since 1953. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Well,
What did Confucius say? May you live in interesting times. Yeah, it's most certainly been quite interesting, to say the least. And you know, notwithstanding all of our listeners and clients and friends out there in Hawaii, my Lord, probably one of the biggest bonehead plays in the history of sports there. Football game. I'll touch on that later. Anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Busy week for me. Many guest appearances. Many. Phone was ringing this past week. Chris, can you come on? Okay, I'll come on. And you can guess what everybody wanted to talk about. Oh, Mr. Markowski, what do you think of the stock market highs? 7 days and the market has gone up 1,000 points. I was like, really? I didn't realize. Yeah, I was like, I watch the news. I see what's going on. But at the end of the day, I really don't pay much attention to all of it. It's static. What we're watching, people, all it is just a reaction to animal spirits. I've been talking about this now for well over a decade. I have a stack. Here's some headlines, some economic stories, not stuff that makes the mainstream press. Manufacturing in the U.S. just accelerated to its best year since 2004. Some good job news. Black jobless rate falls to the lowest level ever. Regulations at lowest count since records began. Construction boom shaping up for 2018. The engine of the economy roared back to life. U.S. small business confidence. That's a big one. Hit a record high. 90% of workers like to see more money in their paychecks next month. Strongest holiday sales since Great Recession. I go on and on and on. Got a stack of these things. And does it surprise me? No, I knew that if we were going to do away with ridiculous regulations, I knew the economy would come roaring back. These are my clients. These are the people I know. People own small businesses all over the country, mid-sized businesses, some even large businesses, waiting. Again, you got to understand the personality of these types of people. Like the horses in the starting gate. They can't wait for that thing to open. They want to run. They want to go do things. They've been held back. They've been tied up. The minefield is being cleared for them. And they're going out and they're doing what they do. They're building and creating. Again, I understand this. You understand this. My listeners understand this. People in the mainstream media, they don't have a clue. These are people that, honestly, they haven't built anything. They haven't created anything in their entire lives. They don't understand how the world works. So no. Seeing the economy pick up, seeing GDP growth expand, doesn't surprise me in the least. And of course, that is moving over and translating into higher equity prices. And in my opinion, a much more solid footing. Rather than having the Federal Reserve pump a lot of money into the system, this is much more, how shall I say it, organic when it comes to growth. Couple this with tax reform. Corporations, businesses got tax cuts. The country, we reshuffled the deck chairs. The people at the higher end, they're not getting a tax cut. They're really not. Middle class, yes. And all of this is going to help. And I've said this several times. This tax reform bill that's been put through is going to be great for economic growth. No big deal when it comes to tax cuts for most people, but for economic growth, which in turn will put money into everyone's pockets in some way, shape, manner, or form. So, yeah, well, what do you think the questions were this past week? Do you think the market's gone too high? Is it a good time to jump in? I like that. Should I jump in now or is it too late? Merciful. Okay. Again, more than, geez, I don't know, I had to be about 2004. I put out column, Financial Independence Top 20. And in it, I list 20 different things. And some of the things are kind of funny, kind of obscure, that will help lead to you being financially independent. Number two on that list, when prices of equities drop, instead of getting worried, you sense an opportunity. Number three on that list, when stock markets race through the roof, you get nervous. Am I nervous right now? I'm a cautious guy. I'm always very careful. We're always very careful with our clients' money. And yeah, the market has gone up a great deal. And are we taking profits for our clients? Yes. Does that mean we're selling out of entire positions? No. Some cases, yes. But in many cases, no. We're trimming them. And I know I've given the example of Mr. Miyagi's bonsai tree, cut here, trim here. But any good gardener understands the need to prune trees and to take care of your flowers by cutting them down to size. And that same thing holds true for your portfolio. If you have a position in your portfolio that has done extraordinarily well, you know what? You have to trim it back down to size. You don't want it to overgrow in regards to the rest of your portfolio. Your asset allocation needs to be kept in line, in order. Another question I got. Yeah, people think that I have some sort of damn crystal ball. They do. They think that I have some sort of magical crystal ball. And maybe it's because of the various different calls that we've made over the years. And it was funny enough, too. Back in the 1990s, I wrote a column where I pretended. I actually pretended that I did have a magical crystal ball. Well, not really magical. And in this column, talking about all the markets and they're at all-time highs. And basically, I present myself as a Miss Cleo. And I got a crystal ball here. Guys, I know everybody out there's got money to invest. And Chris Markowski here, Markowski Investments, Watchdog on Wall Street Radio Show. I have this almighty powerful crystal ball. And I'm going to tell you what is going to happen in the future so you can be better informed and make intelligent investment decisions. And I'm looking into my ball. Got my little Swami hat on. Uh-oh. Interest rates are going through the roof. Interest rates measure, this is according to my crystal ball, measured by the prime rate, going to climb to 23%. You know what? Oh, we're going to hit some bumpy patch here, guys. Unemployment's going to be at 13%. We're going to see businesses start to fail. Banks are going to fail. We're going to have an upswing in terrorism. We're also going to, I'm sorry to say, but we're going to witness the largest stock market crash since 1929. And looks like the president's going to be shot. Now, how many of you people out there listening to this program want to invest right now? How many? If I were to tell you that these events were going to happen, how many of you would want to invest? Or how many of you would go out and you'd buy your Glenn Beck bunker and seed bank and safe and buy gold coins? Huh? Well, my crystal ball here, guys, it reveals the past, not the future. And those events that I described happened between 1979 and 1989. That was a period of time where the Dow went from 838 to 2753, an average of 17.9% a year. 17.9% a year. You know how you want to alleviate risk, people? You let time work. I mentioned that question I got. Is it a good time to jump in the market? What? You don't go jumping into the market. You don't go jumping out of the market. Those are the people that are always complaining. Oh, I'm never going to invest in the stock market again. I lost so much money back in 2008, 2009. Why did you lose money? Did you freak out and sell everything? Well, yeah, then you lost money. If you had a high-quality portfolio, you had fundamentally sound companies, 2008, 2009 should have been a fantastic opportunity to buy things on sale. Now you're going to jump in now? This is why you have to have a plan, people. This is why you put money away every single month. I don't care if you had a crystal ball that works, telling that the market is going to correct. I'm here to tell you right now, guys, the market is going to correct. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. That's like me saying, you know what, guys, there's going to be a tornado that hits the country this coming summer. It's going to happen. We went how many years without having a hurricane hit? Eventually it does. Corrections are going to happen. And they shouldn't matter to you. All of this attention played to stock market records, where the debt. People, this is what gets you into trouble. This is the conventional wisdom. This is the conventional wisdom that people follow. And the reason why you are underperforming year in, year out, and you're frustrated with your investments. You don't have a plan. You don't have a plan put together the right way. You listen to the noise. You listen to the static. Tune it out, for crying out loud. You got to be able to handle financial storms. You got to be able to handle corrections. We're going to talk. You know what? Let's take a quick break right here. Let's take a quick break right here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. We're going to, you know what we're going to do? We're going to assume that we're going to have a stock market correction this year. And I'm going to explain to you what you do. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, yes, 1980s tunes. Always happy and uplifting. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Here to tell you that I don't know. I don't know. Is the stock market going to wreck? What do you think the direction of the market is going to be? Hey, people, I tell you, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. And anybody out there that starts making predictions about the direction of the stock market is an idiot because they don't know. It's like the people in the mainstream media that they, oh, the market was up today, but then it came down because of fears of a government shutdown. You don't know that. You don't know. You're just guessing. Why are you putting that information out? You don't know why the market does the way it moves the way it turns, and momentum can take it this way. You don't know. So stop pretending and telling people that you do. So, you know what? We're going to play pretend. We're going to assume. We're going to assume that, you know what? The market's gone up pretty quick, and there's going to be some profit-taking that takes place, maybe some political issues this year, and we're going to see a market correction. Now, market correction is a 10% downturn, which would be about 2,500 points to the downside. First and foremost, I'm here to tell you that Donald Trump will get all the blame. Donald Trump will get all the blame if the market corrects. It's going to be all his fault. That's what the media is going to tell you. You know what? There has never been a market correction that has not proven to be an investment opportunity. Fact. You don't think that I understand for many people out there that when you pick up your statement was here. Your 401k was here, and now it's there. And let's just say that your market completely correlates with the overall stock market. Let's just, you've got all index funds in there, and you've got, let's say the only thing that you own is a Dow index fund, and the Dow is down by 10%. So your $100,000 portfolio is now at 90. Your $1 million portfolio is now down to 900,000. And you open up your statement. For many people out there, it's painful for them to look at. Oh man, if only I had sold, man, I would be fine. Then I could have bought. What? No one's capable of doing it. You allow yourself to be bothered by this. If you own quality, if you own value, if the companies that you own are priced according to great fundamentals, the hell are you losing sleep at night for? It makes no sense. Now, I get it, okay? There are times when Let's take a look at 2008, 2009. You may have had some of these big banks that went under. You might have had them in your portfolio. But when the warning signs popped up, the fundamentals changed in those companies, it was time to get out. You should have protected your downside. The fundamentals change. So you know what? The company has to go. Now, I mentioned this last week. I know it's an old Warren Buffett line. Oh, you know, over time, markets will do extraordinary, even bizarre things. We can't time the market. We can't. I'm trying to make that as clear as I possibly can. Nobody can. Nobody can. I'm never going to, I'm telling you right now. Hey, if you think that I'm going to get you in at the exact bottom and out at the exact top, you're crazy. Now, I know a lot of schlock brokers and investment advisors will tell you their stock picking prowess and they're capable of getting in at the right time. Get the hell out of here. You don't know. What I do know is fundamentals. What I do know is value. And, you know, when asked, this is, you know, from time to time, what was one of the best investments you've ever made? Well, many of the best investments I've never made are investments I did make. But I always recall back in the late 1990s, everybody thought we were crazy. It was Philip Morris was beat up. They had tobacco lawsuits, even though that's not their only business. Taxes coming down in New Jersey and New York. And the stock was beaten down. Where honestly, it was paying close to a 10% dividend. And I got it in $22, $23, $24 a share. And it continued to go down. Went down to about $18 a share. But again, a lot of it was just static. It was just noise. It had nothing to do with the fundamentals. And again, I was getting that nice fat dividend. Now, well, then again, go back to the late 1990s and take a look at a chart and see what that stock had done over time. Phenomenal. You know, these are the things that you have to keep in mind when you're investing. These are the things you're going to constantly be pulled in one direction, in the next direction. Someone's going to tell you they have the latest gimmick, that they have a new way of doing things. One of these guys will declare themselves some sort of, I'm a financial engineer and I'm able to do it differently than somebody else. And I can tell, no. Again, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. There's no exceptions there. Going to take another quick break, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with the best of the business, our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Bipartisan, bicameral group, including Senators Cornyn and Durbin, is hard at work on immigration. We'll also hear from the White House on Monday, and I look forward to the framework they will present.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today discussing the bipartisan negotiations on immigration and government funding and other issues that the government hopes to have an agreement by February 8th, which is when the current funding for the government does expire. President Trump arrived in Switzerland earlier today where he addressed the media with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Concepts and discussions really, I think I can say most importantly, that will be taking place are going to lead to tremendous increases in trade between our two countries, which is great for both in terms of jobs. And we look forward to that, and we are starting that process pretty much as we speak. So thank you all very much for being here. Thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. purity is so sure, Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. This is, you got to think of almost this as like kind of like training we're doing here today. I'm training you right now, getting you ready. I'm a. You want to call me the practice Nazi? Is that politically correct? I'm really into utilizing time. Well, some of my newer listeners out there, big lacrosse guy, coach lacrosse, very big into utilizing every second of practice, and I love to train. Love to train, love practice, love training. Train hard, and then you're going to be able to play hard. It is what it is. So we're training today. Take a look at it. We're training. We're training for the stock market correction that will happen. That will happen. I don't know when. It will. So we're just going to assume that we're going to get a correction this year. Now, for a lot, many of the times, some of our, you know, we bring in clients from all over the country all the time. And stock market correction happens. I got to do my best Don Corleone impersonation from Godfather 1 when he grabs Johnny Fontaine and, you know, smacks him upside the head and tells him to act like a man. Correction, separate the men from the boys. And yes, they can test the faith of the most ardent, value, fundamental-oriented investor, especially when it's extraordinarily volatile. Being fixated on your portfolio's market value during a calamity, you're going to give yourself what Italians call, you're going to have agita. None of the fundamental qualities that made your securities investment grade just a few weeks ago have changed. Nothing. Nothing. Interest payments or dividends, they haven't been cut. Because if they had, if things had changed, they would have already been liquidated. You know, sometimes you got to kind of look at it this way. Here's a good way of thinking about it. To go out and you, like I said, you do your homework, you need a new lawnmower. And you do your homework and you look at the best value, look at the highest quality, you find the best price, and you go out and you buy a lawnmower. You go out and you buy a lawnmower and you're happy with that purchase. And then, you know what, a month later, the lawnmower that you bought went on sale. Bummer. Bummer, but you needed the lawnmower. You needed to have it, right? Or your lawn would have kept growing because the other one's broken. All right, so you know what? You didn't buy it at the lowest possible price, but you need it anyway. And it's serving its purpose, is it not? It's in a quote here from, actually, old financial planner helped out. Again, he's pretty good at when it comes to making sense of the market. His name is Nick Murray. He said, the great truths of successful investing are immutable and timeless, and therefore never spoken about in the mainstream media, which nearly all Americans get their entire daily economic and market input. And I'm here to tell you, it's awful. There is, as we have often noted, a sound, if necessary, evil. There's a business reason for this. The media told the truth. It would end up constantly repeating itself, whereupon people would soon stop reading and watching it. And then it would go out of business. Therefore, the business news media doesn't cover the truth. It covers the news. And the attempt to stir people up about the current news event in any sort of 24-hour news cycle. Is it time to sell because of this? Is it time to get out because of that? Oh, markets are down a little bit. Let's post a picture of the trader, you know, with the holding his head because he's all freaked out. Will oil go right back up to above $100 a barrel? What are the hot funds for 2018? It's our fiduciary duty here at Markowski Investments to preach truth to news. And the greatest of all investing truth is that the primary detriment of real life returns isn't investment performance, but investor behavior. The critical variable, people, is not what your investments will do. It's what you will do. Oh, no, the sky's going to fall. Sell it all. Sell it all. Sell, Mortimer, sell. Turn those machines back on. Sell. Listen, one of the things that we understand, I like to think better than 99.9% out there, is behavior. Investor behavior. And how it can help individuals to achieve better lifetime returns. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here with a few questions. Did you listen to the Senate hearing this week featuring Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey when he was berating the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen? If you didn't, you should. Was he unhinged, out of control? If a boss or a coworker treated you that way, would it be tantamount to a hostile work environment? Did he berate her in that manner because she's a woman? Think about it. Would he have addressed a male Department of Homeland Security secretary in the same fashion? Would he have berated General Mattis that way? What did his aggressiveness towards her say about him? Did he exemplify what's wrong with our political culture? Do the voters of New Jersey truly want to be represented by someone like Cory Booker? If so, what's that say about them, about us? Common sense demands more of us. Common decency demands more of a leadership like Cory Booker. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I don't need to fall at your feet. Go West. They're not one-hit wonders. They're few hit wonders. 1986. Anyway, welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. You feel like you're on the hamster wheel, huh?
Yeah.
You're not the only one, man. You're not. It's stuff we deal with all the time. Why? Why would, of course you feel like you're on the hamster wheel. Why? What are you paying attention to? Who are you listening to? You're listening to Kramer. You're listening to Kramer and the idiots that they parade on the various different business programs out there that are never right. Ever. Listen, you need to get your financial plan done. You need to get done the right way. And you know what? You got to have a little bit of faith in it as well. You want to be successful? Okay, have faith in what you're doing. It is impossible. It is impossible to be a long-term successful investor. And if you're living in fear, if you're afraid of the future, the real big enemy of investment success is not necessarily ignorance, but fear. The American experience has taught us to have faith in the future, especially faith in the American economy. Now, hey, I, for one, here on this program, have been highly critical of the American economy, what we've been doing, the fact that I've said that we're on the highway to hell, road to serfdom, and we are in socialism town, but we're breaking out. For whatever reason it may be, we self-correct here in this country. The problem is the media is always telling you that some economic, some market setback, some issue is new and different. The new monster, it's different than before. It is more terrible in an unprecedented way. Alan, you better steer clear. You better get the hell out of the way. Oh, my God, we're all going to die. And the funny thing is, the more inconsequential the disaster, the greater the volume of fear-mongering. Whether it be Great Recession, whether it be higher oil prices, or Summer the Shark, for crying out loud, it doesn't make any difference. Time and time again, these crises pass, and faithful investors are what? Rewarded. You don't think that I look back and think about the menu that was there in 2009 when the market went down? The value that was there? Holy shnikes! You can't worry about what is working in the here and now. You need to worry about what will work over time. Value, fundamentals, dividend, compounding yields over time. You need to be disciplined. For example, paying oneself is a discipline, right? Now, we're playing pretend right now. We're pretending that there is a market correction coming up, right? You going to stop paying yourself? You going to stop funding your long-term plan? Don't do it. Got to take another break, kids. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, free consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, everything at our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Ah, it's more mid-90s. Early mid-90s. Oh, Goo Goo Dolls. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I've mentioned everybody here on the program that see I told you so moments, they don't bode well for me. Don't bode well for me. The stuff that we call oftentimes here on the program is, well, bad stuff happens, whether it be dot-com collapse, whether it be Enron, whether it be Dynegy, whether it be WorldCom, whether it be the real estate collapse. Doesn't make any difference. But I got one right. I did. I was in Southwest Florida and last weekend, and it was there for recruiting thing for my son, and he's there with all his friends, and we're all hanging out watching the big game, watching the Vikings Saints game. And I predicted, I saw what was going on, and I said, I do decree that the last team to have the ball is going to win. And I think my son was giving it to me because the game was over, right? Game was over. And then sure enough, according to my producer, John, Great Prince's Ghost came out and put a big block on, and the Vikings win the game. And I got one right. I told you so right. Anyway, well, right in the sense that nobody really got hurt outside of Saints fans. And of course, the people that, again, got burnt, they didn't kick the extra point, so they didn't cover the spread. I laughed at that, too. I was told about, I don't gamble at all, but I found that funny. Anyway, I want to see I told you so. Well, yeah, hedge funds. Oh, merciful people. Been talking about hedge funds for years. Hedge funds, it's kind of like an ego purchase, I think, for a lot of investors out there. They pretty much let anybody in for a period of time, like you could show them the equity in your house, and then you would be all of a sudden a sophisticated investor. And then they got away from that. But again, it's an ego play for a lot of people. Here is, this is supposedly one of the smartest guys ever, best investors ever. His hedge fund is down nearly 70% in 2 years. John Paulson, regular. Oh, he's a Davos guy. This is a Davos guy. This is a guy that, again, wizard of smart, is a member of all the right Manhattan clubs. Yeah, he's down 70% over the past couple years. I think about that for a second. I mean, you would have to try. I mean, I think if I tried to lose 70%, I don't think I could do it. You know, there's a lot of the companies that they don't trade public nowadays. I guess I could have. You know, I could have invested. I would have put it all. Would have put it all on Blue Apron and Snap, and I would have done just fine. But yeah, this is what happens, people, when you start believing that somebody out there is a magician, a financial engineer, someone that can defy the laws of the bloody universe. You can't. You can't. Oh, they'll do it for a short period of time, and then they'll go out and tell you that they can do it all the time. They can't. It's not possible. Again, people, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. We're also starting to see a lot of these as well. And actually, you know, what's interesting is that the Securities and Exchange Commission just approved its new rule that allows me as a registered investment advisor, if I see some sort of shenanigans in regards to someone's account, something is not right, or they're doing something or someone's taking advantage of, I can step in and I can put a stop to it, which is good, because then it would basically stop a lot of problems they have out there. But yeah, we're seeing more and more stockbrokers and financial advisors going in. They've got some sort of discretion out there, and all of a sudden you get an Excel spreadsheet for a statement for the course of a month, when you used to be getting an actual statement from a brokerage account. Recently happened to a friend of mine. And it's got to call me a C. I mean, you know what? We'll step in. We'll put a stop to this. We'll handle this. But yeah. The crooks, are out there, people. They are. And you need to protect yourself. You know, oftentimes, when I was explaining this to a bunch of people, I said, all it takes is just a little bit of homework. Just a little bit of research on one's part in understanding who you are doing business with. That's all. And again, we've explained here, we've gone over here on the program, instances of people getting wiped out. Oh, he was a member of my church. He was a member of my Bible study. You didn't check him out? You didn't check him out. You don't think that, you know, a Bible study group or a church isn't a good spot for a financial con artist to go fishing? Because it is. We see it all the time. We warn you all the time. Anybody who uses their faith to sell you something, run, and run fast in the opposite direction. Something's amiss. Something is wrong. Just basic people, I'm not telling you, and you don't want to, listen, back up. You don't want to go through life. You don't want to go through life fearing everyone, being skeptical of everyone. But, you know, Ronald Reagan was really, he was kind of on to something when he talked about trust but verify. Simple check won't hurt. Hey, go to our website. We'll help you do it. Account repair kits, you name it, all sorts of great stuff. There he is. That's Prince. Prince played one of the best blocks in the history of the NFL. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Bipartisan, bicameral group, including Senators Cornyn and Durbin, is hard at work on immigration. We'll also hear from the White House on Monday, and I look forward to the framework they will present.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today discussing the bipartisan negotiations on immigration and government funding and other issues that the government hopes to have an agreement by February 8th, which is when the current funding for the government does expire. President Trump arrived in Switzerland earlier today where he addressed the media with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Concepts and discussions really, I think I can say most importantly, that will be taking place. Are going to lead to tremendous increases in trade between our two countries, which is great for both in terms of jobs. And we look forward to that, and we are starting that process pretty much as we speak. So thank you all very much for being here. Thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
As President Trump continues his day in Switzerland, now remember, tomorrow President Trump will be addressing the World Economic Forum annual meeting. He's the second American president to do so. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, also traveling with the president, addresses why the president felt the need to head to Switzerland.
This is all about American jobs, growth for American workers, and the reason why we have the largest delegation here we've ever had is to say to the world, we're open for business, we're very attractive for business, and come invest in the U.S.
The news of the flu seems to be getting worse. A new study suggests that the risk of a heart attack dramatically increases for people who are suffering from influenza.